Welcome to the Dag Heward Mills podcast. Dag Heward Mills podcast is a broadcast outreach of Dag Heward Mills Ministries, which aims to bring you the very best from the vast teaching archive of healing evangelist, best-selling author, and megachurch pastor, Dag Heward Mills. This Saturday's Mackinac message comes from the camp, Double Mega Missionary Church, preached to shepherds in Devon in the UK. Many ministers fall into the bracket of complacency and become content with acquiring a little success. However, God requires much more. In this thought-provoking message today, entitled Keys to a Double Mega Missionary Church, Bishop Dag reveals church growth keys and teaches on the reasons why God wants the church to be missionary-minded. After today's message, you will learn why we must aim for the double portion anointing and more fruit. God is giving you the wisdom to implement church growth keys in your effort to build a double mega missionary church. Listen and be blessed.
So now, we are now getting into... Okay, so I'm going to give you keys, Keys to a double mega church. Yes. Keys to a double mega church. Double mega. All right. Amen. Amen. Principle number one. Keys and principles. Principle number one. So now these are the keys to move into a double mega anointing. Because you need a double anointing or a double mega church. Amen. Amen. You need a double anointing to become a missionary to go outside your own people. Oh, I really pray that we'll be able to send somebody to Russia, Belarus, to Lebanon, to talk to Lebanese people. When I preached in Malaysia, a man came up to me and he told me, he said, I'm from Jordan. I'm a Jordanian pilot. And I'm a born-again Christian. I witness all the time. I'm so happy to meet you. And he gave me his card. There are people in Jordan who are Christians. And we can go to Jordan and also do something for Christ.
Amen.
How many are excited to be part of Lighthouse, which is a double mega missionary church?
Amen.
Or you want to stay in your corner and have your little parties and have your get-togethers, end of year parties, Christmas parties,
both parties,
dance a little and be happy in Christ. Go and buy Christian music. Watch nice Christian video. Run cannoli. He turned my morning into dancing again. Into my sorrow. Christians, just dancing and singing happy concerts. And the lost are just perishing. We are singing to ourselves. Happy to our Islam is moving. They are financing and printing. Painting arrows in hotel rooms. Institutionalizing it. Amen.
Amen.
Amen. Amen. Listen to me, Lighthouse is not a small church. It's a big church. And it's a big church for a reason. God is giving us strength to do certain things. And the people who are going to do it are you. Me, I'm already doing my part. So, you see what I'm talking? I'm talking to you. I have nothing else to lose.
Yes.
Me, I have nothing else to lose. And you have something to lose. I have nothing else. What else can I lose? I've lost. My life has already gone in a particular direction. I can't return. I'm 36 years old now. Amen?
Amen.
I have nothing else to gain or to lose. Losing is lost. The losing has already been lost. Oh yes. Pastor, you don't look like somebody who has lost anything. You look like somebody who has gained. Oh yeah. Because you see, when I lost, the thing just came back to me. See, I live in my own house. When I decided to stay in Ghana, not to travel, many years ago, before we even had even one branch, I decided to stay. I was staying in a hotel room for 3 years. I was pastoring a church. The church was not paying rent for me. And I said, I will stay here. I will live here. God blessed me with a kind mother. And my mother bought a house for me. Mega house. A house I would never have dreamed of staying in. Oh, yeah. She paid. I was the only child who was around. I never planned. She never told me that she had the money to do anything like that or not. So suddenly, the one who had lost gained. Mm-hmm. You get what I said? Before I realized that you are blessed. And that's what I said. As I moved, I realized, hey, I'm blessed. Hey, where is this blessing due from? Hey. I look at her and say, for goodness and mercy. Hey, my mercy is yours. Why are you passing? Close the door. He's passing under the door. As for losing, I lost long ago. But you see, that's the way the Lord works. He will bless you as you do His will. But He may not also bless you. What about if the Lord has not blessed me the way He blessed me? I gave it up.
That's right.
I still gave it up. That's right. I remember one day I went somewhere to pray with some pastors, lighthouse pastors. I was praying and I went to talk to one of them and I was talking to the person. I said, look, I want you to really serve the Lord. And the person says, when the person said that, then I realized that the mind was not working as it should work. The person said to me, is it you are rich. Even if you don't work, that is, even if you don't work, I said, pastor, you will be okay. So it's okay for you to leave everything and be a pastor. You understand what I'm saying? And I realized that no. She doesn't understand what is going on. Because that is not the case. That is not the case at all. But you see, when your mind is working like that, you can never be blessed. Because you look and say, ah, this person, if God called me to stay in a hut for the rest of my life, I was prepared to do it. And I did it. Amen. I did it. And things turned around. And God blessed me. Oh, yeah. And I'm telling you, sometimes I close the door and goodness and mercy comes through the window. Sometimes under the door. Sometimes I pass by things. And God told me when I started out in the ministry, he said, you walk on the road, you see gold on the left, on the right. You never stop at any of those things. Just continue. Because on this road that I'm taking you on, there's many blessings right up to the very end. So, if you are going to have the anointing, I'm giving you some principle. Number one, the principle of an immediate response. Immediate. 1 Kings chapter 1. When God calls you in this camp, what's the first principle of what?
Immediate response.
1 Kings chapter 19, verse 18. Yet I have left me 7,000 in Israel, all the knees which have not bowed unto Baal, and every mouth which has not kissed. Verse 19. So he departed thence and found Elisha the son of Shaphat, Mr. Shaphat's child. Some of you, when God calls you to the ministry, you start talking about your mother and your father. That your mother will not expect you to be doing certain things. Your father will not expect this. Mr. Shaphat also had a child. And Elijah came by and threw his mantle on him. He said, Elisha, the son of Shaphat, who was plowing with 12 yoke of oxen before him, and he with the 12. And Elijah passed by him and cast his mantle upon him, and he left the oxen and ran after Elijah. And he said, let me, I pray thee, kiss my father and my mother, then I will follow thee. And he said unto him, go back again, for what have I done unto thee? Amen. Verse 21. Read the last part. It said, then he arose and went after Elijah and ministered unto him. Elisha is the one who had a double anointing. Pastor Joel, Elisha. Watch the things he did. Number one, immediate response. I have come to see that people who say, I will serve the Lord full time one day, often they don't. Listen, everybody here says you serve the Lord full time one day. It is those who say they will serve the Lord full time now who often serve the Lord full time one day. I think I have to say it again so that you get it. Those who say, I will serve the Lord one day, often don't serve the Lord one day. But those who say, I will serve the, I'm prepared genuinely to serve the Lord full time now, often serve the Lord full time one day. You didn't get it? Write it down, because it's very important. Those who say, I will serve the Lord now, often serve the Lord one day. One day. So today, God is calling us in Europe and NATO, all the NATO churches and the ECOMOC churches which are here, God is calling us to an immediate response. The mantle has been thrown. Amen.
Amen.
And God is throwing. It means something. It means that God is calling you to obey Him and to follow Him and to give up everything. Hallelujah.
Amen.
Hallelujah.
Amen.
Hallelujah.
Amen.
When the mantle drops on you, or you see the first few drops of anointing, it's a sign. Look. Elijah did not talk to him. Nobody has to talk to you. You must know the signs. When the mantle drops on you, can see the drops of that. So that's when you preach, you can see the anointing. How many have preached before? You preached before, you felt that the anointing was flowing. Yeah. Oh, as on this side, few people have preached before. Not in Sunday church, and you preached to somebody before. Yeah. How many of you can feel God using you? Alfred, God has never used you before. He has. When you feel the drops of the anointing, please, can you give me your coat? I want to use it for something. If it's possible. Uh-huh. All right, thank you. Elijah was just walking by.
Wow.
There was no voice in heaven. That says the Lord, I have called thee. I have called thee unto a special ministry, and I have anointed thee. Thou shalt perform twice as many miracles as I have. Thou shalt be a dramatic minister as I have been. I shall use you. Let's look at it very carefully. See, I don't know. Maybe I'm dreaming. What did he say? What were the instructions at the call? So he departed thence and found Elijah the son of who was plowing. Okay. And he with the 12, verse 19. And Elijah passed by him and cast his mantle upon him. Did he say anything there? He left his oxen and he said, I pray thee, let me kiss my father. And he said unto him, go back. What have I done to thee? I know what life I've called you to. Amen?
Amen.
Nana, you get it? So, have you heard God telling you that he's going to use you as a great evangelist in Africa? You've heard him telling you that? Oh, really? I didn't know. I'm glad to meet you. Cynthia, have you heard the Lord speaking to you and telling you that he's sending you to Kuwait or anywhere like that? Not yet. But have you felt the drops of the early anointings occasionally? Huh? It's like that. Just, we're going to talk about what we call progressive mantling. But it starts with the first mantle. Just. You get what I'm trying to say is that spiritual things happen and they have meanings.
Yes.
They have meanings. Many years ago, I was in school and I was preaching to students in Achimota School. Who went to Achimota School here in Ghana? From Ghana? A few of you were privileged to. In secondary school, I began a little scripture union fellowship as a student. Amen. One term, I fasted throughout the whole term. I fast 3 days, Monday, Tuesday, Wednesday, Thursday, I eat. I wasn't doing it in any particular sequence, but we just decided to fast the whole, just to fast. So So fast Monday, Tuesday, Wednesday, then Thursday I'll eat. Friday, Saturday I'll fast. Sunday I'll eat. Monday I'll eat. Tuesday, Wednesday, Thursday, Friday I'll fast. Saturday I'll eat. Sunday, Monday, Tuesday, fast. I became like a rake. Do you know the rake that you used to? One brother saw me and said, do you think you go to heaven by being a skeleton? I was just doing the work of God. I carried some brethren. I remember their names, Frank Millen, J. Doop, and some other guys. I would fast. I tell them, let's fast. I would fast. I would take them to a stone quarry outside the school on the western compound in the hot sun. I would hold their hand and start. They played red sand, hot dust, rocks. And we stood there praying, pray for God to move. How old was I? 16 years old. Yeah. Amen.
Amen.
Amen. Amen. Amen. Pastor Joe, are you understanding what I'm saying?
Some people are smoking.
Yeah. God had not spoken to me that thus saith the Lord, thou art a prophet, or this or that. Up to today, he has not said any of this. Up to now. But I can feel a first
mantle.
It just came. It means something that you don't have to have anything said to you. You get what I'm saying? The fact that you have even the interest in the work of God. How you got voice? What voice? Who has heard any voice? Few people have such experiences. Few people. Very few. God doesn't even care to take a who has seen Jesus about 10 times. Jesus ministered. Jesus told him, Jesus appeared to him, I think, from about 1947 to 57, about 10 years, about 8 times. The Lord, those of you who have not read that, you should get that book. I believe in visions. Read it by Kenneth Hagin. And you see, Jesus, and then at the last vision, Jesus told him, from now, speak to you, I speak to ordinary Christians. And from that time up till now, that's normal. You pray, you feel convicted, you feel the peace of God, you feel you should do this. That is how God speaks to him. It's a special thing that comes occasionally. How many times did angels appear to what's his name? To Peter? To Paul? Once when he was in a shipwreck, he was about to die. He said, the angel of the Lord appeared to me, whose I am and whom I serve, and said to me that none of you will perish. That's all. Once. How many angels do you want to hear or see? Come on. It's real. I said it's real. I said it's real. Elijah, you know what Elijah would have done? Give me the mantle. Give me the mantle. I'll show you. This mantle falls on this man. Alright? And this man says, he gets up and he says, get up and say. This one says, please give me a few moments. I know what it means. I know what it means. Allow me to go and say goodbye to my parents. I know what it means. Write it down. I know what it means. I know what it means. All right? Now, go back to your seat. You know what it means. This one, come. The mantle falls on this one. And this one comes. The mantle falls on him. And this one comes to say, I think you left your jacket here. You gave me my jacket. Go and sit down. He tells me that when I was walking by, my jacket dropped. I think I forgot it. So I should take it. This one says, I know what it means. This one said, please, you've dropped your jacket. You can take it. You are here. God has told you. God has spoken to you. You as if you don't know what it means. You are coming to give me back the jacket that I'm not being polite. Okay. You are being polite. Polite. To give me back the mantle. Look, let me tell you, everyone, God really desires to use you. Oh, God really desires. You see, Pastor Richard has worked hard. He's not a big church here, but he's an ordinary person. Ordinary. Very, very ordinary.
Brother Mighty.
Very ordinary. He's an ordinary brother who had a desire to want the anointing and has tried to do his best. But there are many who behave as if they don't understand. When you ask them whether they are called, they will say, I'm not so, you know, this call, this thing. What do you mean by call? The mantle falls on this one. And then he comes. This one says, I know what it means. This one says, you drop your jacket. And this one comes along and he says, listen, I know what you are trying to say, but there are one or two things. When you came, you saw me plowing. You saw me plowing, all right? Now, this one is telling me that you saw there were 12 yoke of oxen. It's a partnership. Yeah, entered into a partnership for some time. It's not something I can just pull out of, just like that. And then there are certain implications. I took a loan to get the oxen, various things. So, look, I appreciate all that you are saying. Thank you very much. So I'm still considering it. So next year when you have your convention, I'll think about it again. Is it not true? Is it not true? Linda, is it not true? My sister, I forgot your name. Torres, is it not true? That's people's response. But that Vobega man, he just said, I know what it means. I know what it means. I know what it means. And I'm going to respond now. You know, I responded years ago to be a full-time minister, but I wasn't full-time for many years. Oh, yes. When I was even in university, when I proposed to my wife on the 26th of August, 1985, at 21 Mission Street Extension, Osuari, in Accra, Ghana, at about 20 minutes to 5 o'clock. I told her after that I want to marry you. And I asked her two questions. I said, number one, can you marry a pastor? And can you marry a doctor? I was a medical student, 1985. I was a medical student, but I said, I told her, I am going to be a pastor. And on the day I proposed, I didn't pass through the house. He came to the house to visit. And he wasn't interpreting that, look, I was in the middle of proposing. So, since he was not realizing what was happening, I decided to just be quiet until he goes away. After a while, he realized and then he just went away. So anyway, so I said to her, I am going to be a pastor. Pastor, this is me. Me, pastor. I had nobody approving of me, nobody caring about me, nobody trying to encourage me. I said I was going to be. I knew what it meant. The desire in my heart, I knew what it meant. The longing to look after God's people, I knew what it meant. The interest I had in the ministry, I knew what it meant. But what Paul said, is there anyone there who has a desire? Let him have a good character. But just look for people with desire. I know what that means. I know what it means. I know what it means. And I knew what it meant. That's why I told her, Adelaide Baden, I said, I'm going to be a pastor. Only you. As for the doctor, it was obvious because I was in school, medical school. A pastor. It was a year later. Couple of years later, and I began the church. And today, you see, I'm a pastor. Yeah, all that time, I had a dream. Amen. Because I knew what it meant. to care for God's people. There are many of you who care so much about God's people, but you don't want to respond to it. You are giving me back the mantle and telling me, listen, I understand what you are saying, but you see, I'm in a partnership with 12 other guys. But there's 12. Yeah, he had only two. You see, they yoked them together. There were 12. And they were yoked. He said, look, I'm in partnership. I know what you're talking about, but listen, take it back. Think about it next year. Are you here?
Yes.
God is calling many people here. And some of you should come and say, Pastor, this is my British passport. I'm ready to go anywhere. I will work myself. Show me where to go. Tell me where to go. I will go anywhere. Oh. Mention the place. Send me.
Oh.
I just don't want to go on my own. I want to be sent by you.
Yes.
Show me the place and I'm going.
Amen.
When I get there, I'll find a job and I'll work.
Amen.
And I'll be a self-sufficient missionary. Don't worry about money, this, that. Just show me where to go.
I'm on my way. To prosperity.
You know what it means?
Yes.
Some of you are not married because God wants to use you in your unmarried state. When you are married, you have problems which you can't handle.
That's true.
I need more anointing to be married than to be a married minister than to be an unmarried minister. An unmarried minister, you are just concentrating on spiritual things. And when you are married, natural things can drive you crazy. Now, let me give you, giving you keys to, is what? Principle of what? Papa, do you understand what I'm saying? Immediate response. Immediately respond. Those who say, I'll respond later, they don't respond. Those say, I've responded now. Then with time, it becomes possible. So respond now. Are you responding now?
Yeah.
Everybody respond right now to God. Everybody respond right now to the Lord. Lift your hand and respond to Him right now. Respond to Him now. Now. Respond to Him now. Respond to Him now. Thank you, Jesus. Hallelujah. All right. Now, 7 complications that come when you don't respond immediately. Number one. 7 complications of not responding immediately. You understand? This is under the principle of the immediate response. Okay, so we are under principle of immediate response, keys to a double mega missionary church. Okay, and that is principle of what? The immediate response. All right, now 7 complications that come when you don't respond immediately. The night comes. The night comes. Remember that great scripture in John chapter 9? Verse 4. I must work the works of him that sent me while it is day. For the night cometh when no man can work. Some of you don't know that your days of being able to do God's work are just a period of your life. We would all like to live to be 80, 70. But not everybody will live to be 70 or 80. Yeah. Bible says that the boundaries are set. Perhaps you have 5 years more.
Oh.
Amen. Nobody wants to die young. But Jesus died as a young man. And John the Baptist died as a young man. Stephen died in the middle of his life. We preach prosperity and long life, and we believe it, and we teach it. We have to teach it and preach it and say it. Otherwise, we will start dying, and we shouldn't die. but not everybody lives for a long time. So perhaps, you don't know, the night comes when no one can work. Amen.
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 Many years ago, my father got ill, and he was in Newcastle and hospital in Sunderland. Are you there?
Yes.
When he got there, as a patient, I had to run his hotel in Ghana for him. Just telling you this quickly, some Christians came to the hotel. They wanted to rent. I was the manager, boss, owner. And some Christians came around. They said, we want to rent the hotel. Are you with me? To use it for a Christian conference. And so they said, you know, we are Christians and we need some discount. And I looked at them and I said, discount? Okay, we'll give you 10% discount. But that is all. But you know, I could have done much more. Just tell you something that between me and the Lord. The guys talked. And I said, listen, take it or leave it. This is what we have to offer. Take it or go. You know, British style. So they came anyway. They came, stayed in the hotel. I didn't need to go that way. I went with them. So they went away. But afterwards, the Lord told me. I'm just telling you something between me and the Lord. There's nothing wrong with what I did in principle and so on. But the Lord told me, shame. Shame. You had a chance to help my work. And you missed it. You were now counting money and saying this and that and giving 10%, which is nothing. 10% is nothing. Everybody gives 10%. You could have even given them half price. Or you could have said, you people can do it. That's up to me. It's between me and the Lord. I know why the Lord told me that. He said to me, shame. Because from that time onwards, after that, my father came back, you know, some months later, he took over. That was after today. That was the only chance in my life ever to run a hotel and to help Christians. Why are you people laughing? Is it funny? You want to say funny? That was the only chance I had in my life to ever run a hotel to help Christians. And it's gone forever. I don't have that chance now. I don't have time to run a hotel. But not to be shame. It's gone. You think you have opportunity forever. Some of you can give £50 to the Lord. Some of you could give 500. Some of you could give 1,000. Some of you had an opportunity last year when we had a chance to give. You could have done something, but you didn't. Perhaps that chance will never come again. Perhaps you are going to be transferred to another place where your income is going to be very different. The opportunity to give in that way is gone forever. Perhaps even things are going to change. The opportunity to do certain things is finished forever and ever. It will never, that particular thing will never come back. But the night comes after every day. Some of you can sing as young ladies, but you don't sing, you watch. Some of you could be active, but you don't. Some of you could give more time, but you don't. The time will come, the night will have come. We are all going to get older. The time will come again. Even now, you see, I can feel that I'm older. You know that? Can you notice? Have you noticed that I'm growing older? How many have noticed that I'm older? Only 4 of you. Pastor Joe, have you noticed? I don't really notice.
Your youth has been renewed.
But I can even feel it myself. I can feel it. The night is coming when the things that I used to do, there are some things I don't do anymore. Oh yes, I don't do them anymore. When I went to Kumasi recently, I was going from Kumasi to Tamale. I finished miracle service 3 days, finished Friday night. The University of Science and Technology students, they came to tell me I should come and have a shepherd's meeting with them. I was driving to Tamale. I should come and have a shepherd's meeting with them on Saturday morning. And then after the shepherd's meeting, I go to Tamale. I told them, listen, I've stopped such things. When I finish a miracle service at 1 a.m., 2 a.m., I should go home and sleep. I wake up at 7 a.m., whatever, rush to UST campus, come and have shepherd's meeting. After that, drive with my tiredness to the north of Ghana for 6 hours. I told them, listen to me, I've stopped all those type of agendas. Don't bring it to my life. I said, when I come back from Tamale on Monday, when I arrive on Monday, then I'll have a meeting with you and I'll sleep And on Tuesday, I'll go. Because I'm growing. And the night is coming slowly. There are some things that I used to do. Oh, you see me moving from here to here. I think I'm trying to save the whole world. And I've not tried to save the whole world. Complication number two. The door closes. The door closes. The first one is that the night comes. The second one is that the door closes. Paul said many times, pray that a door would be open, effectual for me in the ministry. Opportunities come for a while, and after that, they are gone. The doors of ministry open, like this Belarus. You know, like I tell you, you see, if you tell me now, let's go to Rwanda. I don't know anybody there. Do you get it? Do you know anybody in Rwanda? I don't. But when certain things happen, it should let you know that a door has been opened. Like I know somebody in Lebanon, and my relatives there. Amen?
Amen.
There was a man, he came, this man is a Catholic, he goes to Catholic Church. He came to us and he said, I have looked at Lighthouse, I really admire the church. He said, I have been transferred to such and such country in Africa. I don't want to mention the name. One of the big countries in Africa. He said, I am going to be made the, I am being made the so-and-so of this big institution, the boss over there. He said, I admire Lighthouse and I would like Lighthouse to come to that country. I'm a Catholic. So he said that I am offering my house in that country as a place for any pastor who he wants to send. For him to come and stay there as long as he wants, he can stay with me to come and plant Lighthouse Chapel. Big country, Africa. It's a door.
It's a door.
I said, it's a door.
It's a door.
You just flew with the door right away. So immediately I called, we went to Mampong to pray. When we finished praying at a point, I called one of my people in the office. I said, would you like to go to? He laughed. I said, oh, I'm serious. Because I'm always serious. Whatever I'm joking, I'm serious. If you know me, you know that my jokes are serious. I said, would you like to go? He said, oh, anywhere you send me, I'll go. I said, prepare to leave. So he's on his way. Amen?
Amen.
Because the door, if you like, wait, the door will close. The man will change his mind. Then you tell me how we are going to go to that country. Explain to me how. Show me the plane before I went. Show me how we'll go there. Give me, show me an address. Show me where. How do we even start? So doors, they open and they close. I mean, this door is not open forever. It's going to close by this evening. It will be closed. Or maybe by tomorrow, this door will be closed. When we are gone, this door will be closed. Doors open and close, open and close, open and close. When the door opens and God is speaking to you, just immediately go. When you don't, doors close. Night comes.
Hey.
Amen.
Thank you.
So when the door swings open, please just immediately. I've noticed that when God is doing things here, just do them. Flow with the flow.
Amen.
I said flow with the flow.
Amen.
Don't have your own flow. When the river is flowing this way, you are swimming up this way. You say that you will return tomorrow. No. Just flow with the flow. Number three, your heart changes. Your heart. You see, right now, maybe as you are hearing the word, you are so moved. Oh God, I want to be used as a missionary. Draw me deeper, Lord. Draw me deeper and deeper. I want to serve you, Lord. I want to live you for you, Lord. Have good pimples all over me, Lord. I don't even your call, oh Lord. Oh God, I want to do your will. I want to. I don't even want to marry anymore, Lord. I just want to serve you. You know, but then when you go out of here,
hallelujah.
This thing, I think I was a bit emotional. You see, the bishop, he can't convince us to that guy And you should watch him when he's talking. You can easily sell your house by mistake.
Amen.
What I was, how I'm saying, is it not true?
It's true.
So as soon as you don't have, you see, that's why Elisha got a double apportion. The guy called him, he said, I know what it means. And then he just started making moves. Straight away. No, this type of thing. And that is why most people don't do anything. Because as soon as you delay in obeying, these are the things that the night comes, things change, the doors start to open, close, your heart changes. The next one, the jokers multiply. What are the jokers? Wives, husbands, babies, girls, mortgages.
Let me tell you something. If you are in this church, I advise you not to get a mortgage. Yes. Yes. Between me and you.
Yes.
Amen.
Yes.
You can buy a house with cash.
It's possible.
White people who have lived in America are now changing from that thing. That mortgage thing. But it straps you. I mean, when I was in England in 1983, everybody was getting a mortgage. Now in 1999, by now they will still not have finished paying. And things have to remain the same for me 20 years. I think the same for 20 years. So Pastor, how? This is just a side. It will help some people here. I'm not saying if you're going for a mortgage, you are cursed, or if you go for a mortgage, it's wrong or evil, or say it's not any of those. But I'm just giving you my advice that I believe will help you. You can save and you can go for a house. You see, like we did at our church, $1 million house. Save. We stopped so many things. Don't pay this, stop that. Hold on. Grip, squeeze. Anyone who really wants to build a house and own a house, you have to suffer. Oh yeah, You don't spend, you don't travel around doing all sorts of things, mobile phone, what is a mobile phone? When you move from point A to B, they can reach you at point B, and then point A. All those things are bills. Me, I can afford to have any kind of mobile phone. It's just a few weeks ago that I started using the mobile phone again. And that one even for a reason. And I just pay small, how much do I pay? About $20 a month. I don't ring. When it's finished, a card. 24,000. How much is 24,000 CDs? $10. I can take my phone and if I want to ring. People generate bills. Generate huge bills and expenses. They don't achieve anything. You're buying what? What are the Calvin Klein and Costa Rica and all these names? The name Sash. Huh? Sash, yes. Why do you believe them? It's just a man. It's not a man like you. You can put your name on it, Ose, Kufo, and the He released it. Amen. The next one, sin aborts the call. Sometimes you get involved in some kind of mistake or sin, and then it makes you feel some way about doing the work of God. Amen. And so now your whole life is complex. You get what I'm saying? So obey.
Amen.
I said obey.
Amen.
I said obey.
Amen.
Amen. So that none of these complications will happen to you. The next one is, how many complications did I say I was giving you?
Seven.
You have how many? Night comes, door closes, heart changes, tokens multiply, sin aborts, And will swallows Jonah. A whale. You see, a whale is something that completely overwhelms you. Impossible to do anything. When Jonah refused to obey God immediately, a whale swallowed him. And he was in the belly of the whale. And some people are completely swallowed by the whale. They are unable to do anything that they are supposed to do. Amen.
Amen.
I'm telling you today, decide to obey the call of God on your life. Amen.
Amen.
The next one is death takes away your opportunities. Sometimes when you refuse to obey, you die. Some people die because they don't obey God. They die early. Amen. Kenneth Hagin often preaches about that. Pastors dying. And people who should have been pastors not obeying the call and they die. I was listening to the Christian channel and there was this guy preaching in Sunderland, British guy. And he said, I'm afraid to do anything. He said some time ago people used to invite him and he would just go, and sometimes he doesn't really want to go or he doesn't feel led to go. But he said, well, let me just go so that, you know. But he said, now he's afraid to do anything that is not the will of God because you can die. Amen.
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 Life and death is just. In Ghana, there was this gentleman who was, you know, very successful guy. Some of us will know him here. Very successful in his professional field. Went for a party in the evening. Was sitting up. One of my gentlemen was telling me, I sat with him at the table. They were dancing, acting up, started dancing in the evening. You get it? And then suddenly, he just was like, then he just said, what's wrong? Then he came back. What's wrong with me? He got up. He thought, you get it, like, you know, hey, okay, everything. Then he went down again. That was, when he came up the first time, that was his last few. He said, oh, yeah. Young man just like him. That was his way. What's his wife? What's wrong with you? Children, small. I said, what is wrong with you? Let's go to the hospital. What's wrong? That was his last time he was seeing the world. It was gone.
As a young man.
Young man. You know him?
39.
39. Charlie. So when you get to heaven, the Lord will say, you know, there are 17,000 people who are going to be saved through you at this place. And he says, me? Somewhere? You? When I threw the mantle, you said you didn't understand it. How many complications do you have? Stand to your feet. Are you enduring hardness?
Yes.
As good soldiers?
Yes.
Very good. Are you tired?
No.
We can rest your mind. You're wet. Draw me from fear into fear. Lead me along your way.
Lead me along your way. Draw me deeper, draw me deeper.
First Kings chapter 19. Principle, the first one was principles of immediate response. The next one was principles of sacrifice. Now we are going to the principles of following. Following. Are you going to get the anointing?
Yes.
First Kings chapter 19, verse number 19. And so he departed thence and found Elisha the son of Shaphat, who was plowing with 12 yoke of oxen before him. And he went with the 12. And Elijah passed by him and cast his mantle upon him. Huh? We talk about that. And he said what? I know what it means.
Yes.
Is that not so?
Yes.
And some said, you dropped your mantle. Please stand up for your thing. You know, there are some people who keep a straight face as if they don't know what is happening. You get it? It's like, oh here. But once you haven't said anything, I mean, you haven't said anything about that. I've also not brought up the topic. Then he left the oxen and ran after Elijah and said, let me, I pray, kiss my father and my mother. Then I will do what?
Follow.
I will do what?
Follow.
Circle the word follow. Anybody who wants the anointing must learn how to be a follower and must follow. Follow. I said follow.
Amen.
Follow the anointed. Follow the anointed man. Principles of following. Number one, follow the anointed man that you can see. Amen.
Amen.
Whoever God gives you as an anointed person in your life, follow the person. Hallelujah.
Amen.
Hallelujah.
Amen.
You know, that is your nearest access line to the anointing.
That's right.
Some years ago, I prayed and I said, Lord, I want the healing anointing of, what's his name? Catherine Kuhlman. I remember.
No.
And the Lord told me, follow Benny Hinn. I was surprised. Oh, yeah. Amen.
Amen.
Because you see, you've got to, there's something near you that is anointed. And the nearest thing that is around you that is anointed, follow it. Oh yes. If you think God is going to send anybody, he sent Jesus his son in a manger. If you don't want to accept, it's up to you. It's by faith. Amen.
Amen.
So follow what you see that is anointed. Closely. 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 Amen. He said, I allow me to go and say bye-bye to my mother and my father, and I will follow you. He didn't ask him, can you guarantee me the future? What will happen to me? He said, I will follow you. So follow what you can see. Amen.
Amen.
Next one is what? Following is not an event. That's number two. You must know that following is not an event. It is not the same as meeting a person. It's a very different thing from meeting. Meeting is just an event. Following is a process. How many points do you have?
Two.
What's the first point? Follow the anointed man that you can see. Number two, following
is not an event.
Number three, following is not the same as meeting. Following a person is not the same as meeting a person. It's not the same as meeting a person. I'm giving you a third point. The next one, following is not the same as knowing a person. You can know somebody whom you don't follow. Are you listening to me?
Yes,
sir. Following, have you got that? Number one is what? Following the anointed person you can see. Number two, following is not an event. Number three,
following
a person is not the same as, you may have met me, but it doesn't mean that you follow me. Anybody who follows me closely Understand, in the same way that Elisha followed Elijah closely, the anointing that is on my life will come on that person's life. It's a fact. Anybody who follows, a man of God closely, because you know that it's the will of God, the anointing that is on that person will come on you. Mm. Simple. Otherwise, God is telling us to do things that are not possible. Amen. God is telling us, do something that cannot be done. Get anointing that cannot be gotten. How do you get something you can't get? Hallelujah.
Amen.
How do you go for something you cannot have? Praise the Lord.
Hallelujah.
And I say that I have seen people who are anointed. You can see anointing is on this person. And you can see some people free of anointing. No, not at all. The next one, following a person is not the same as knowing the person. How many points is that? Five. Following is a process that takes many years. Amen.
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 If you are in this church, you are following me because I am the visioner. You follow what I'm saying?
Yes.
If you are in this church, you are following me because I am the leader and the visioner. Amen.
Amen.
Are you understanding what I'm saying?
Yes.
If you are in this church, you are following me. So what I'm telling you, I'm teaching you how to follow me.
That's right.
I don't understand.
You understand.
Good. I want to be very, I think one thing to be easy for you. I'm not speaking in mysteries. Is it very simple?
Yes.
Praise God. And I'm saying that the fact that you know me doesn't mean that you follow me.
Mm.
You may know me, but it doesn't mean that you follow me at all. In fact, there are people who know me, but they don't follow me. There are people who have met me, but they don't follow me. And in fact, there are some people who have not met me, but they follow me.
Mm-hmm.
Because you can follow somebody without even meeting the person. Write that one, two down. You can follow somebody without even meeting him. Yeah, number six. Amen.
Amen.
And there are pastors who follow, some closely, some not closely. Some even don't follow. No, I'm just telling you something. There are shepherds who follow, but they don't follow. There are some who are far and they follow. Amen.
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 And I'm teaching you to follow. No, you see, I'll tell you something. If you don't believe it from the word, please don't do any of the things that I'm saying. If you believe, which I do personally, that, are you listening to me?
Yes.
Steve, are you okay?
Yeah.
Everything all right? Good. If you believe that you can catch the anointing like I believe in simple things. And you know what? I could stay as, you know, mega bishop of a large church. God has called me, God has used me. You get it? And you are far from me, and I can keep the distance. You get it? And it's like, what else God has done? I mean, tell you, yeah, God arrived in my house. He spoke to me, he called me. I mean, he hasn't called you that way. I'm special. But I don't think so. I believe that I can help you and anyone who wants to walk on a certain road to be really used by the Lord.
Yeah.
That's why I'm sharing these things with you. If you don't believe, you don't do it at all. This is for those who want anointing.
That's right.
Oh, yes. This is for those who desperately want anointing. Me, what I'm telling you, I've done it and I do it. As you see me standing here, I'm close at the heels of certain people in the spirit. I'm just by there. Yeah, here. When they are here, it goes, I'm there. Closely. Oh yeah. What I am telling telling you. That's what I, you see, I can be a mystery man. I don't like being a mystery person. I like to tell you quite openly, this is what you do. If you do this, 1, 2, 3, 4. If only you want to. But you see, many people are standing at the River Jordan with their this bag is full of dollars, this one is full of pounds, this one is full of other things. You can't cross with it to leave. You see, that's one thing that separates many of us. But what I'm saying, many of you know what I'm saying. Maybe it's just packaged in a different way, but you know it. So it's that bag that you leave. Ah, it's difficult. Shake the person next to you. Is he talking to you now? Amen.
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 You must learn how to follow. Amen. All right, give me the principles that you have. Number one. Follow. Number two. Number three. It's not the same as meeting a person. Number four. Some of you know me, but you are not following me. And if you want to be anointed in this church, I mean, you don't have to follow me. You get what I'm saying? You can follow anybody you want to follow. But if you are in this church, you get what I'm saying? You are following me.
That's right. That is it. That is it.
You can follow anybody else. But if you're in this church, you are following me. And if you want the anointing, don't just know me or know about me or hear about me, but follow me. Next one is what? The process. Amen. Next one. You can follow somebody without even meeting the person. Next one. Following spiritually is different from following the person physically. Following a person spiritually is different from following a person physically. Hallelujah.
Amen.
Hallelujah.
Amen.
Hallelujah.
Amen.
You can follow somebody without being even physically close to the person. Amen.
Amen.
In fact, you don't have to be. Sometimes it's even better and easier. You don't have to be physically. You don't even have to meet the person to follow him. Amen.
Amen.
Number one, you can follow a... Number, the next point. You can follow a person spiritually. You can follow a person spiritually in different ways. All right? The next one, you can follow a person spiritually by listening to every word he says. By listening to what?
Every word he says.
Every word. Amen.
Amen.
The next one is, you can follow a person by knowing his mind. You get it?
Yes.
I'm showing you something. You see, I want Pastor Jonathan to come. And who else is feeling sleepy? No, I'm not saying that you're feeling sleepy. Okay, Papa. Right. Now, what is the... Let's... Jonathan, I want you to just go anywhere in the building, and Pastor Jude is going to follow you. But don't let him easily follow you. You get what I'm saying? Disappear. No, just vanish so that he can't even...
I should vanish.
I think he's too slow. But he has been able to follow you. Because there's actually only one route by which you can go.
Okay.
So try it again. Okay, you know what, Papa? Now he's lost. Okay, you are lost. You are lost. Please come back. He can't find him. Ah, you see now, he's lost. Were you able to locate him?
Yeah, I was.
Alright, come this way. Jonathan, he was not able to follow you, is that not so?
He said we
were drink coffee. They won't follow his other giving instructions.
Now, that is very difficult. It's very difficult. It was very difficult for Papa to follow Jonathan. Is that not so?
Yes.
So now, Jonathan, tell him your mind privately where you are going. Maybe you are going to drink coffee or whatever. Just tell him what, so that he knows your mind or where you are going. Maybe you are going to the bar, you are going here, you are going. You just let him know, and then you can disappear. All right, so now he doesn't even have to follow him physically. Okay, you can follow him. See, in school, he's going. You know what I'm saying? Well, whatever, because he's following him. How does he know where he's going? How can he follow him? Because he knows his mind. He knows what is in his mind, which we don't know. So one of the best ways you can follow somebody is to know the person's mind and his heart. Mm-hmm. Amen. Did he find you?
Yeah, he did.
Yeah, because he just knows your mind. Yeah. Amen. Now, when you listen to somebody preaching, talking, you know, like at this camp, we are just talking. The first session, we started at, 6:30 or 7:30? And we ended at what? 2 o'clock. 1 o'clock. We've been talking for some hours. So you hear a lot of things. You get to know how a person is thinking. So you get to know a person's mind and his heart. You don't have to follow me. You don't have to come to my house. You don't have to come. You don't darken the doorway of my gate with your shadow. There's no need. Just know my mind, and you know where I'm going. Follow me.
That's right.
Amen.
Thank you.
Can you see something there?
Yes.
Yeah. That's why when you are listening to tape, you are not just listening for the message. There are those who just listen to, we are going to preach, these are the 3 points, this, and that. That is for knowing the knowledge. But to catch the anointing and to be able to follow the person so that the anointing will also drop on you. You got to know the person. When I listen to tapes like Papa Hagen, sometimes I listen to his, he's speaking in tongues, I'm just happy. I have a tale of him. He was prophesying about his death. He was just ministering to people. Sometimes prophesying. I was with Pastor Joel in Tulsa. And you should hear. I'm so happy. I can just play. My wife was sometimes saying, hey, you and this man. It's like somebody I know. I remember when I was in Malaysia, I have this tape. You see, something that I don't want to get lost ever. I don't check it into the plane. I always carry it. Next time you are traveling, don't put something you really value in your suitcase, because it may not come.
Amen.
But it will come in Jesus' name.
Amen.
But in case it doesn't come, you are holding the most valuable one. If you look in my briefcase, you see those tapes. The most valuable. I'll never check it. Put it in my suitcase. Whatever, if something happens, where will I go and get this tape from? It is like oil to me that I used to bath myself. I remember I was listening in Penang in Malaysia. Now just I have my small atmosphere creator that I used to create atmosphere wherever I go. And I was playing it. The man was just speaking in tongues. But I've been following Baba Egi for years. Amen. I don't need to meet him. I don't need to know him. He doesn't need to know me. I just follow him. I'm following him spiritually. And I know his mind about the meat. So I hear him talking. So the nice thing is when he even deviates from the actual topic to talk about other things. Recently I was listening to tape, he was facing some orangus. Dinosaurs. I think we should change the orangu to dinosaurs. Dino. Papa was able, Pastor Jude was able to follow Jonathan, relax, coolly. But he just tapped into his mother. I am going here. Where did you go? To the telephone. Is it not a wonderful revelation?
It's a wonderful.
That's how you know. So pastors and shepherds, if you want to catch the anointing, you follow a person by listening to him talking.
Thank you, Bishop.
You see, people listen to tapes just to get the message. Okay, this is a message of 3 points, 3 steps to the anointing. There's more to a tape than the message. There is the mind and the heart of the person also to be collected from the tape. And then suddenly you are right behind the person.
That's right.
If even something will happen to the person, then you will even know it spiritually. Oh yeah. Because you are right there. I said, me, the spirit, my head is like this. Right behind. I'm following closely. And I've been following for years. It's a process. It's not an event that has happened. Oh yes. Some of you have preached nicely, you've heard tapes and so on. It's not just listening to it. You there's something about it. Amen.
Amen.
Follow a person. Elisha followed, he didn't listen to tapes. So what you must know is what you are trying to find from the tape is the following. That is why, especially when you like a cassette, a tape, you should play it a lot. There are things in it that you just love. Amen. Every serious shepherd must have an atmosphere creator. Do you know what atmosphere? You must have a system that you can play always in your house. Some of you brothers have bought expensive sound system that you can't play preaching in it, because the preaching sounds very small in the system. So get something that you can play preaching, and don't play tape just for message. Play for the mind and for the heart, so that you begin to follow, become a follower. Elisha straight away said, "I will follow you. I will do what?
Follow.
I will do what?
Follow you.
I will follow thee. I know it means I should follow you. That's what it means. You want the anointing? Then it means you must follow. It means you must follow.
If you want the anointing.
If you want to, if you don't want it, no problem. But I'm telling you, if you want anointing,
right.
Follow.
Hallelujah.
Alex, what do you think?
I believe it.
Yeah.
Depends on the
who
you are.
Amen. It's actually what you want.
That's right.
It's really what you want.
Mm-hmm.
All right?
Mm-hmm.
So number one is what? Follow the anointed man that you see. Number two.
Following is not an event.
Number three. Following a person is not the same as meeting the person. Next one. Following what? It's not the same as knowing the person. And the add one, another one. Following a person is not the same as knowing about the person. Amen.
Amen.
Write it down. Write it down. We have just a few more minutes to go. Relax, O. Relax, O. Are you here?
I'm going to say my mind about the person.
Have you had some coffee this afternoon?
No.
You want some coffee?
Yeah?
I can see that you are struggling. No problem, no problem. I'll give you a break just now for coffee. Is that coffee ready?
I'm going to check and see.
I'll organize some coffee. Shake the person next to you, say you cannot afford to sleep. But you see, even if you sleep, you are still being blessed. How many are being blessed in your sleepiness? All right. You see, what I am sharing with you is what I call divine revelation. You understand what Elisha did to get double portion of that mountain? Divine revelation, to understand what the man did to get that double portion of that, to understand what he did. He said, I will follow you.
It was not a chance.
Give me that. I keep, there's a very important one I'm coming to right now. What is it? The next one?
It's a process.
It's a process that takes. Is that the last point?
No.
And the next one is what? You can follow somebody. The next one is what? All right. The next one is what? In different ways. Number one is what? Okay, different ways. Okay. The next one is what? Listening to every word he says. The next one is what? By knowing his mind or heart. Is that not so?
Yes.
Is that not so?
Yes.
The next one, you can follow a person by soaking in tapes. Soaking in tapes.
The mystery.
And I think we've got to make a slight detour at that point. But before we can, remind me to come back to soaking in of tapes. Alright? Soaking in tapes. The next one, you can follow a person by discovering him. But no, by following him. Oh, okay, sorry. Rewind. Following spiritually can mean following the person historically.
Mm.
What do I mean by that?
Mm.
You see, Elisha came on the scene in the ministry of Elijah a bit late. Amen.
Amen.
He missed. Elijah missed when Elisha was not there. And then it can mean following a person historically. You get what I'm saying?
Yeah.
Elisha missed the closing of heaven for 3 years. Is the coffee ready?
In 10 minutes.
10 minutes. Okay, 10 minutes to be done. Elisha missed the closing of heaven for 3 years. Elisha missed the killing of the 400 prophets. Elisha missed the Naboth's, I think he missed the Naboth's vineyard thing. He missed most of Elijah's meeting. He came on the scene after. He just had about 2 miracles. But if you look at Elijah's ministry, he did all the same, healing the widow's son, closing heaven. He did it twice as much. Everything, same thing, but he wasn't there.
Historically.
So you can be there. Let me tell you all the ones that Elijah missed. Elijah missed the widow of Zarephath. He missed the raising of the sun. He missed the 400 prophets. He missed the rain, commanded the rain to come. And I can't see my own handwriting. So the only one he saw was Naboth. He actually saw Naboth's vine. That was the last one. One of the last things that Elijah did before he died. Naboth's vineyard. And then this Ahaziah, when Ahaziah went to seek the other prophet. These two, that the ones that he saw. You get it? So you can't, you may not even be there, but you can still follow it. As if you were there. As if you were there.
Amen.
I said, as if you were there.
Amen.
You can follow a person by reading his books. No, I want you to put it, don't write reading. You can follow somebody by fellowshipping with him through books. Whenever you read a book, you fellowship with somebody. Amen. 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 You can follow somebody by fellowshipping with him through a book. Yeah. When you read a book, you sort of sit with a person, he talks with you for a long time.
At your own pace.
I'm not talking, you see, look, let me tell you, I'm not talking about learning. These are the points. I'm talking about following spiritually. I'll follow you. You don't have to be there physically. It can even all have happened already.
Yes.
You can even follow a person who's dead, in that sense.
The prophet.
Amen.
Amen.
Amen. Like these guys,
the prophets.
The prophets. The prophets in Ghana, these new prophets that have come. They followed Amwaku. Reverend Amwaku, who died, this big minister. They fast and they just play his tapes in a Walkman. That's how they started their ministry. Now they have big churches in what's the place?
In Ghana.
Big churches. Big! They have one of the biggest churches in Ghana. From nowhere. They fast and they play Reverend Amaku's tapes. They fast and they play the work from morning to night. That's all. They can't speak English.
Not a word of English.
Not a drop a word. The man is dead, but they are soaking the tapes. And so I'm saying that Elijah missed all those things. So you may have just joined light and said, I was not there when Bishop started the church. I was not there when the landing church started. I was not there when this happened. I was not there when this happened. It doesn't matter. Following his to go back. You don't worry. Elijah missed all the things, but he got the anointing.
That's right.
Amen. I'm teaching you something very simple. I've been telling you this morning, I don't want to give you a mystery. You get what I'm saying? My duty is to give you a revelation. Follow. The next one, following means doing what the person does.
Okay.
So, do anything. and you follow. Anything. Carry on. Carry on. He does. Simple. Can it be simpler? No, can things be more simplified?
Yes, sir.
Like the thing has been dissected into little pieces for you. Just take it like that. This is how to follow the person.
Amen.
Whatever he does, you to do. Look, the wild singers, those people who sing, those black American singers, they put on headphones and they listen to themselves singing, others, and then they'll sing, and then they so if they think, then they play, they do it over and over and over and over. Choirs, the best choir, if you want to rise, a choir like Oslo Gospel Choir, you know how it rose to prominence? They just look at Andre Crouch songs. It's so great. Let us just play your songs for you. And they played Andre Crouch's song and they just came like that, ooh, up, and then suddenly they are known all over the world. Not true. Yeah, and sometimes you see when you play somebody's song, you sing it better than the original. When I went to South Africa, Pastor Richard was preaching, how to develop devoted members. I was blessed. When I went to Accra, I said, Charlie, I'm going to preach this thing to the whole church. And you can ask when I preached in church, there was a flow.
Oh, there was a flow.
Great. I preached and people were happy. I preached to the whole church how to be a devoted member. Oh. So, you're going to preach it. Amen. Something cannot be. You know what? Sometimes you realize that you have cut the meat into the smallest piece that can be eaten. You have fried everything so simple, and you put it in front of the person. The person just yours is to take it like that and put it in front of the mouth. And the person is not doing it. It's painful because you don't want to work. Amen.
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 Amen. Amen.
Amen.
Let me give you five or six things that are not the same as following somebody.
Thank you.
Number one. Following is not the same as. It's not the same as losing your personality. Somebody said, he came to the church and he said, he can't listen to tapes and go and preach because he doesn't want to lose his personality. He doesn't want to lose his personality. So has Pastor Richard lost his personality?
No.
When you meet him, does he look like somebody who has lost his personality?
No.
You are sick. When you see me, do I look like somebody who has lost my personality?
No.
When I went to Malaysia, I preached, there were people who have come there, even some people who are really associated with Kenneth Hagin and so on. They came around and preached. The pastor mentioned a few, he made a few comments about the different people who had been there. So they've had so many people visiting them to minister. And he said something that I took notice. He said, oh. So I said, so who do I sound like? And then I was wondering whether you're saying, do I sound like Yonggi Cho? Or do I sound like somebody he knows of, Hagen? Or, I mean, because when I mentioned this talk to him, he said, oh, you are different, original.
Original.
And me, you see, I am, for me, while I'm following somebody closely. Oh yeah. Because see, being original, you get what I'm saying? Anybody who is original is from somewhere. You, when you get up like that, you woke up into the world. Half of me comes from my mother and half of me comes from my father. And yet I'm an original person. I come from somewhere and yet I'm original.
Come on.
Amen.
Yet I come from my father and I come from my mother. And yet I am original. But I come from some. Nobody gets up in this world. You grew up when they dug a place, there was an egg. They brought the egg out and they cracked and you were inside. Even that one crack, somebody laid the egg before you. Talk about losing your personality. Goodness gracious. When you go to the church, I tell her, I preach, I say, I teach my pastors to preach what I preach. You should soak in the tapes. I'm not ashamed of what I'm saying. I'm teaching you what's in the Bible. I'm teaching you to follow. I'm teaching you not to be an anointing free pastor. I want you to be anointed. I'm trying to show you how to follow. You don't know the first few things about ministry, so follow. Following is a process. I read somewhere that Elijah followed Elijah for about 20 years. He said, let me leave everything and I'll follow you. And he followed him right up to the very end. The only time that it was over was when Elijah was taken away. Talk about losing your personality. The next one is not what? It's not the same as chew and pour. Somebody said, I cannot do chew and pour. What are you talking about? Chew and pour. You know what it means to chew and pour? You teach the pastors to chew and pour. What's your problem? What's your problem? How do you cook? Rita, stand up, tell me something. Do you know how to cook? What food do you know how to cook? What food do you know how to cook?
Rice and beans.
Jollof rice. You know how to cook jollof rice? Jollof rice. Who taught you how to cook? French, your mother didn't teach you. Oh, you didn't live with your mother. All right, sit down. Who lived with her mother? Okay, Edith, come.
And then number three, when the rice is cooked, you just, you know,
take it out and cool, and cool it down.
Cool it, number four.
What you do is put the pan on and put some oil, yes, olive oil or something, yes, just a drip of it.
Yes.
And then you stir fry a bit of your vegetables. And some onions.
Step number seven.
You put it
in the rice. And then you do it. Fried rice. Step number one, your mother, she does what?
Step number one, she cooks the rice.
She cooks the rice. Is it the same step?
Yes.
Step number two?
She cuts the vegetables and meat and everything.
Is it? Was it the same step?
Yeah.
Step number three, what does your mother do?
She takes the rice off and
cools down.
Is it the same as the head? Step number four?
Out of this world, baby.
Does she does your whole mother die? Step number five.
Olive oil.
She stir fries and step number six.
Put the rice in and stir.
That's what your mother did. So are you a copycat?
She's lost her.
She has lost her personality. She has lost her personality. Because she makes fried rice just like her mother. It is original food made by Indian. She has lost her personality. Who has eaten English fried rice before? As being a copycat. True and poor copycat. Number four, it's not the same as being a clone. Somebody said, light as you are making clones.
Cloning.
We are cloning pastors.
Dolly.
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 Oh, they've cloned somebody.
A sheep. A sheep.
They're trying to do the human being.
Just an embryo.
Yeah, it's what happened.
Yeah, and they killed. Yeah. Hold it up later. Yeah. It's going to be that. He showed signs of.
All right.
Growing.
Yes, because of the moral. Is it the same as cloning? Is it the clone? A clone is. What is a clone?
Same.
Exact. Photocopy. Who has eaten Edith's mother's fried rice before? Anybody here? Do you know something? I'll tell you what. This particular thing, following through tapes, soaking, is one great secret that has brought us here.
Amen.
The devil is trying to pull you out of it. Mm-hmm. Come on, good crazy people, don't mind. Don't allow yourself to be cloned.
Mm-hmm.
Your original personality is here.
Personality is cloned. Another personality has come into you. Don't lose out on this great something. Amen.
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 Expose yourself to the word.
That's right.
Hallelujah.
Amen.
Expose yourself to the teachings.
Amen. And teach what is taught.
Yeah, right.
I said, teach what is taught. And start by teaching exactly the same thing. Learn how to do the same thing first. Edith, please come back. Now, Edith, come. Your fried rice. Is there any difference between your fried rice and your mother's fried rice? Now, is there any difference? Have there been any variations, additions?
Yeah, because she's a, she's
a. There is there. Yeah. Has there been?
Yeah.
And do you like a fried rice? Is it nice? And I'm sure your mother would also enjoy
your fried rice.
Her fried rice, although she learned how to fry the rice from her mother. That's why I enjoyed Pastor Richard's preaching when I went to him.
That's right.
I remember the things he preached.
Really?
Oh yeah. I remember what he preached. And I was, for me to have gone back to Accra to go and find this thing and come and preach it the whole church for 3 Sundays. Let me tell you that I was blessed.
I'm glad to tell you
that her mother could also enjoy her fried rice. And come and look and say, hey, what are you doing to your fried rice? So yeah, it's the same step that you should have added ginger and garlic and tomato ketchup to the food. Tell me, you must make some of that fried rice before I go. Amen.
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 The next one, you don't have to see. You don't even have to see the person to follow him. All right, now the next point is that, well, I just want to give you one example. All right, let me give you an example in the Bible. Bibla et blog blend. Where is it that Paul says, follow me as I follow Christ?
11:1.
1 Corinthians.
Yeah.
Chapter 11. Look at it, please. I'm saying you can follow somebody without even seeing the person. Amen.
Amen.
Amen. Okay. Have you read it? It says, follow me as I follow Christ. Huh? Alright? Did Paul see Christ? Did he see him? He was following him. So you can follow somebody you don't even see. Then he said, I follow him. He was not among the first disciples. The first disciples had the chance to hold Christ.
Amen.
But Paul didn't have. Turn to 1 John chapter 1 and notice something there. You see, there are two groups which follow. Those who can physically see the person and those who follow by remote. Okay? So we have remote followers and
physical.
What? Close followers. So write it down. There are two types of followers. Remote. Remote and direct. Okay? Paul was an example of a remote follower. And a direct follower, you see them in John. 1 John chapter 5, 1 John chapter 1, verse 1,
That which was from the beginning,
that's right,
isn't it? Which we have heard, is that not so?
That's right.
Which we have seen with our eyes, which we have looked upon, and which our hands have handled.
That's right.
The word of life. They held Jesus. Jesus was their friend. He slept in their boats. Amen.
Amen.
Jesus used the same toilet that Peter used. He used the same bed that Peter used. He ate the same food with Peter, James, and John. That's why these days I like to eat with my pastors.
That's right.
Amen.
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 Amen. Amen.
Jesus was with them, and they said, "We have held him. We have handled him. We've seen him. We have had him. We've handled him." But Paul didn't have that. And Paul said, "Follow me. You watch me. I'm following Christ by remote." Amen. So you may not see me, but you can follow me by remote. That's why I'm writing books. Many more books.
Amen.
You can fellowship with somebody. You can chat with a person. You can be with him for 3 hours. Somebody said you can know a person by the books he reads.
That's right.
You fellowship with great minds by reading the books they've written. Fellowship with great people by reading the books. You never talk to them. Kenneth Hagin is one of the most, it's very difficult to even talk to. I went to see, when I first, I went after the service. He was, he sat, even after service, he stays around, everybody goes home. And I went to see him. And I said, "Oh, I'm really blessed." And I said, "I would like you to pray for them." "I don't like praying if I'm not under the anointing." "Sorry, what?" "And I went, you went." That's all. I said, "Okay, it's not under the anointing, I'd like to pray for people. Let's pray for guys like this, operating under the anointing." "Oh, that's all. Bye bye." Oh, yeah. So you may not even have the opportunity to meet the person, but you may be following the person spiritually, like Paul. But some people have been very close to him. They went to the school, they worked with him. I spoke to him, I said, "I worked with Dad Hagin," he calls him Dad Hagin, "for 4 years in his school." He said, "I was at the library." He said, "Dad Hagin will come there to the library to study. He knows about him, talks about him." Amen.
Amen.
Are you here? You've traveled.
Yeah.
Great. All right. So now, soaking in tapes. All right. Let me give you 4 scriptures which tell you why you must soak in tapes. So we've come to soaking in of tapes. All right. Soaking in of tapes. Number one, John chapter 6, verse 63. Have I tell you, for what is this? Not the same as following. Not the same as... Sorry, the last one is not studying yourself. Okay? So 5 things that are not the same as following somebody. Number one, or is it 6? Number one, losing your personality. Number 2, chewing and pouring. Number 3, copycat. Clones. Number 5, not studying the Bible yourself.
That's right.
Okay? And the next one is mindless memorization, which is the same as actually those other ones. Mindless. You don't even think. You just chew it without understanding.
Amen.
Alright? So, 4 scriptures that encourage us to soak in tapes.
That's right.
The word. Number 1, John chapter 6, verse 63.
Yeah.
What does it say? Everybody turn to it in your Bible and underline it. Okay? I'm giving you 4 scriptures. Number 1, John 6, 63. The word that I speak unto you, they are spirit. What is spirit? Anointing. Huh? So as you hear the word, you see, like I'm preaching now, anointing is coming.
It's coming.
I say it's coming.
It's coming.
It is coming now.
Amen.
Practically, it's happening.
It's happening.
So as you stay under the word, and you stay under the word, and you stay under the word, anointing is coming into your life.
Amen.
Amen. So Jesus said the words, they are
spirit and life.
Number two, Ezekiel chapter 2, verse 2. Everybody turn in your Bible to Ezekiel chapter 2, verse 1 and 2. Glory to God. What does it say? Why you should soak in tapes to catch the anointing. That's the full message, all right? Soaking in tapes to catch the anointing. Amen. And the spirit did what? It traveled. The spirit went on vacation. The spirit did what?
Entered
into who?
Me.
When what happened? When he spake. So when the man was speaking, or whoever was speaking, the spirit was entering. Lift your hand and say, I receive it.
I receive it.
Amen. T.L. Osborne, he went to Branham's meeting. Branham was preaching. And the spirit entered into him at the meeting. So that's how it can happen. The anointing is not something you will learn, it's something you catch.
That's right.
It happens in a day.
Yes.
Like that, it's done. Amen.
Amen. Amen.
I began to do the same miracles that Branham was doing. So as I'm speaking now,
yes,
anointing is coming.
Oh, amen.
So it's coming now.
Amen.
It's coming now.
It's coming. I'm receiving it.
So the Spirit is entering.
Amen.
The next verse, Acts chapter 10, verse number 43, 44, 45, 46. Somebody should read it out. Dum da dum da dum da dum da dum da dum dum. Hey, what's what? Peter was preaching to a crowd. He wasn't talking to one person, he was preaching to a congregation. And as he was speaking these words, what happened?
The Holy Ghost
fell. On who?
All
them. Is it them or all them?
All
them is falling on you now.
Amen.
I said it's falling on you now.
Amen.
All them that I
am. Oh, yeah, yeah. It's falling. It's falling.
It's falling. You can't be the same after that.
Oh.
I said you can't be the same.
Amen.
Oh,
Masabaraba. Oh, speak it.
Different people go far from this place.
Oh.
And thou shalt be turned because of the anointing. Thou shalt be turned into another type of person.
Oh, yes.
Because of the anointing.
Speak it.
Hallelujah.
Amen.
Hallelujah.
Amen.
Hallelujah.
Amen.
Hallelujah.
Amen. Yes,
and the spirit fell.
Oh.
And he fell.
Hey.
And he fell.
Hey.
He's still falling.
Hey.
I said, he's still falling.
Hey.
He's still falling.
Yeah.
He's still falling.
Hey.
He's falling in a river.
Amen.
Hallowed be thy name.
Oh.
Hallowed be thy name.
I'm receiving.
Hallowed be thy name.
Yes.
Hallowed be thy name.
Yes.
Hallowed be thy name.
Yes.
Hallowed be thy name.
It's oh yeah. Oh.
It's happening.
Hey.
It's happening.
It's happening.
It's happening.
It's happening. My honor.
Hallelujah.
Amen.
While he yet spake these words, the spirit fell on all the
spirits
that had.
Oh. Hey.
That
is for.
That's why you should hear. Expose yourself to hearing the thing. Not just to know what was said to get the 3 points. It's easier even to preach from the books. If you want someone to preach, it's easier to preach from the letter. It's written there already. And the points are like the preaching. The books are like the preaching. So it's even easier if it's just the points you want. There's something more. I said there's something more.
There's
you know, when Elijah was walking with Elisha, just before Elijah was taken out, you know what the Bible says? He said, as they, that's Elijah and Elisha, as they walked and they talked. Elijah was always talking to Elisha, talking to him, talking. He was his son. He was hoping the best for him, talking to him, advising him, speaking to him. But Elijah was not called, so he didn't know whether the man would receive the same anointing or double. He was just talking. It's good to talk. I said, it's good to talk. There's anointing in talking. I said, there's anointing in talking.
Yeah.
It's coming on you now.
Oh, I'm receiving it.
Amen.
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 I can feel it.
Oh, yes.
I can feel it. Shibala. Shibala.
Mayandala.
Shibala.
Oh, Masabala Kaka. Yay. Yeah. Thank you, Jesus.
Hallelujah.
Thank you, Jesus.
Listen to me.
Oh.
The Bible says you should covet.
Thank you, Jesus.
It's something you are supposed to desire. It's not something that is there that if you desire Christ, you won't get it. It's like some special people who are called. No. God will not tell you to desire something that you can't have. What's going to happen to you? Spend all your life desiring for something that cannot happen to you. That is reserved for some few. Maybe you are being made into a frustrated person. You can have the thing. That's why I say convert the best gifts. But you are a man and I'm a woman. Yeah, that's why I said. You see, you don't lose your personality. You are you, but you become anointed. And then the fruit of your ministry will show.
Amen.
People can see.
Amen.
That. Oh, yeah. That's what I said about this lady who I believe carrying that bishop's oil, anointing, straight. You can see it. You can see it. You can see it. Amen.
Amen.
Are you blessed today?
Yes.
All right. I think you are awake now. I said I was going to give you 4 scriptures. Numbers 11 will be the last one. Have you found it? Somebody read verse 4. All right. Are you there?
Yes.
Are you there?
Yes.
What did you say? Hey. Are we in the same part of the Bible?
Yes. Remember the fish.
Yes. Remember the fish.
Cucumbers and the melons.
Yes.
And the leaves and the garlic. But now our soul is dried away. There is nothing at all beside the manna before our eyes. And the manna was as coriander seed.
The manna was as what?
Coriander seed.
And the color thereof as the color of
Dalion.
Verse 8.
And the people went about and gathered it.
Amen.
Amen.
The taste, they made cakes, the manna. And when they ate it, it tasted like oil. So the manna represents symbolically the word. That when it goes into you, you get it, into your mouth. Then it's like oil. So it's like you receive the word. It's like you are just receiving the word. But then it undergoes a process and becomes the anointing.
Amen.
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 This is just a symbolic additional scripture you can have. Amen.
Amen.
Ministering. Ministering means to serve, not to be a boss. To hear, yes, I'm master. Yes, I'm boss. All right? You must be open to be a servant. At our Ecomod camp, probably I'll be teaching about leadership. And one of the things of a true leader is that he wants to help people.
Yes.
Amen.
Amen.
To serve people. Are you here? You've gone home.
Yes.
All right. So to be a minister means you are somebody who serves or helps or gives something to other people. That's what it means. All right. So when you are going to minister, like the Bible says, Elijah followed him and ministered to Elijah, it means you are going to serve the person.
Mm.
All right. So if you are ministering to someone, you are serving the person. Principle number one. Principle number two. Ministering to a person can be. There are several ways to minister. All right. Let's put it that way. Spiritually. Or physically. Alright? Are you there or you have gone home?
Yeah.
Alright? Second Kings, the next principle. Elisha ministered to Elijah physically. Let's go through, start your points again. Number one is what? Number two. Okay. There are several ways of ministry, full stop. Number three, you can minister physically. You write it that way. You can minister to a person. You can minister to the one you are following physically. All right? Example, Elisha. Number four, you can minister to a person spiritually. All right? Number five, you can minister to a person. You can visit to a person spiritually. What was the next one? Physically. You can minister to a person spiritually. There are several ways to minister. You have that?
Yes.
Okay. And I'm going to show you from the Bible that you can minister to a person in several different ways. Amen. Alright? You can minister to a person out of your substance. Out of your substance. Out of your substance. Out of your substance. Then let me give you the next one. You can minister to someone financially. Financially. Alright? Are you there? Are you there?
Yeah.
Good. Now, 2 Kings chapter 3, verse number 11. How many want the anointing? Powerful. Who are we following? Who are we learning from? Who got the double anointing? What did he do? What was the first principle that he we have studied? This is, I think, the third or fourth. Principle of what? Immediate response. The next thing was what? The principle of
sacrifice.
He cut his bullocks with the metals that he was using every day and boiled them and served to the people and went away like a fool. Hopeless and helpless. Except in God. Principle number four. The principle of following. Principles of following. Have we looked at principles of following?
Yes.
Now we are looking at the fifth. Principle of immediate response, sacrifice, following, ministering to the person. Are you there? You've gone home.
Yeah, yeah.
I see you having a double mega.
Hey, I receive it.
Second Corinthians, Kings chapter 3, verse number 11. And the king of Israel said, alas, that the Lord has called these three kings to deliver them into the hand of Moab. But Jehoshaphat said, is there not here a prophet of Gilead? Amen.
Amen.
Are you reading with me?
Yes.
Second Kings chapter 3, verse number 11. Is there not a prophet of the Lord that we may inquire of the Lord by him? And one of the king of Israel's servants answered and said, here is Elisha, the son of Shaphat, which poured water on the hands of Elijah. Amen.
Amen.
He poured water on the hands of Elijah. What does it mean? Huh? Physically, he was serving the guy. Is that not so?
Yeah.
And he's watching his hands. Are you okay? Dries his hand. Everything. You get it? Iron his shirt. Polish his shoes. Clean his toilet. Sweep the house. Wash his clothes. That's what he will give a boy in the house. God cannot use big people. I said God cannot use big people like who? I hope not you. Huh? If you cannot minister to Pastor Richard, you can't be great.
Mm-hmm.
You are far from being great. Amen.
Amen.
Whatever you do, you do to him, you do it to me. You know that that's how we work in Lighthouse.
Yeah.
If you criticize my pastor that I've sent there, you've criticized me directly. You will never get me to be on your side. Never. I'm on my pastor's side. Straight. I'm informing you in advance. Amen. Because see, the person that I've sent there, I cannot dissociate myself from him. I have to support him. Amen. If I send him out there, he takes a decision and he does something. And even as wrong, when I cannot go to join you to attack him,
no.
I will say, hey, hold your peace. And when we go into the room, I say, you know, next time, do it like this or like this. It will be simpler. We'll have less problems. And when I go outside, I'll say, hold your peace. Don't cause trouble. This is the way things are going. This is what has been done, and this is what we are doing. And it will work.
Amen?
Amen.
Amen.
Oh?
Oh,
yes. Oh, you want us to change it?
No.
When a pastor does something, I come and say, yeah, it's useless, you shouldn't have done this. These young boys who have come, don't understand anything. They feel that they have arrived.
They have become proud.
They have become proud.
Because my teeth were soaking.
So, physically ministering, God cannot use big shots. So calm down. Because I said you become like a little child. Do you know what that scripture means? Many people think that it means salvation. Salvation. But let me tell you something. Anything in the kingdom of God, if you want to enter any realm of the kingdom of God, you have to become like a child. If it's anointing, it's simple. You have to calm down. Or you can go into it. Because the hole, the door is a small size.
The doorway to the anointing is small size. So only little children can pass them. So when you are big, you know everything. You can't be, you can't learn, you can't relay, you can't continue learning. It's too big a door for you to climb in. So just be cool and learn. And don't be too good, too big to do anything bigger. Amen.
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 Amen. Amen.
Jesus Christ, he had his disciples. They were ashes. When were they ashes?
Feeding them.
They were messengers. When were they messengers? Huh? Going to buy Jesus food. They were errand boys. When were they errand boys? To get what? The donkey for him to sit on. They were scavengers. Scavengers. Scavengers pick things. When were they scavengers?
The crumbs.
When they were gathering the crumbs. They were, what else? Messengers. Odd job men. Non-specific function. If it was some of you that said, listen, tell me what my role is exactly so that I know what I'm doing here. Tell me what I'm doing in the church. I want to know exactly what I'm doing. And then also the way forward. What's the vision of the church? Jesus, you cry, what's your, how long are you going to be around for? The disciples didn't even know where Jesus was going. They were just with him. They trusted him so much. He told them, I'm going to the garden to pray. So he went to the garden and he prayed. And they just slept. They didn't say, look, tell us what time you are going home so we can plan. And we have a wife. You are not married. Me, I have certain things to do. You know? But that was the way to get the anointing. So, physically to come in. Amen.
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 You've got to be humble.
That's right.
Be a servant. Minister. Wash, pour water. So, you know, when they are, in those days, when they were looking for great people, they look for the boys who do nothing. Jesus people, what were they? Until Jesus left, they never preached. All they were doing, these odd jobs, is what they were doing till Jesus left.
If you are a brother here and you don't know how to fix this instrument, you are not a real man.
Oh, yes. That's
not good. You are moving an executive diploma ambassador. You are going with your beloved or even alone.
Alone to your country.
You can be involved in doing. In fact, some these days, actually, I'm a married person. Things are different. Things are different. When I come to the service, I don't like, you know, people, especially the sisters. I don't want them to think that I'm a small boy. I want them to see me as I actually am.
And you are actually what? You are nothing! You are nothing!
Yes, I must have.
Well, I've been appointed as a pastor. And so since that occasion, I like to conduct myself as a pastor.
You want to conduct yourself? As a pastor, don't be yourself.
When I went to South Africa with Pastor Richard, there was a, what do you call it, there was a hall like here and then There was another hall like in the other building there. And they had arranged the chairs, you know, and we were using a bigger hall, and it was like we couldn't afford the bigger hall. So I said, now let's move to the smaller hall. And I was at the smaller hall, they were saying that it wasn't good. And I said, oh, we'll arrange the chairs, I'll show you how that hall will be good. You get what I'm saying? Everybody had gone over. We took off our money, we carried all the chairs, 200 chairs from here to the other place, and I drink all. And I said, oh, wait, I said, have you seen? It's perfect. And they were all happy. So then we moved back to this place, and we had our convention there, and we had the others Sunday service there. And I was carrying the chairs, and I read, and I was excited.
You are a different type of vision.
Nothing. You know what I'm saying? Always consider yourself as nothing. Because what are you?
That's cool.
Amen.
Amen.
But I have got my children in the church. And I want them to see me in the right way. Not as a servant. So, I have a problem. Let your children see you carrying boxes in the church. After church, brothers, why would you just walk away when there are things to do? Why? Sisters, don't marry anybody who just walks away. Don't say, when they come and propose, you take no notice of them. Just blind your eyes to them. Just blink. When they propose, I love you, just close your eyes. Jesus had. He thought it not robbery, you know, to be equal to God. You get what I'm saying? But become a servant. So have a thought it not robbery type of mind. Amen.
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 Thought it not. Don't think. Thought it not robbery. You don't think you are being robbed. You are being cheated. You are being used. Somebody will bring you and say, that church, they will use you. Be careful of them. Don't allow
the
devil to speak. Are you being used?
No.
Are you serving the Lord or you are being used?
No.
What you do it unto God, not unto men. So do it unto the Lord. Amen.
Amen.
And the ladies too, you are also ministers, servants. There are some ladies when they are organizing a meeting where they are going to cook. See, they will say, I will bring Coca-Cola. Chicken, you bring rice, you bring this, and somebody say, I'll bring Coca-Cola, or I won't bring anything, but I'll bring money.
You don't know how to cook. See you did that for service. Amen.
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 Hallelujah.
Amen.
Hallelujah.
Amen.
So I want you to have the attitude, all right, of a servant. Are you there?
Yes.
Don't think anybody's using you. Can I think that Jesus is using me? Can I think Jesus is using me? What is that? In my house, nobody complains about the ministry. If there is any difficulty because of the ministry that I'm in, we can't and we do not complain. So, if we are not in the ministry, we are not in the ministry, these church members, this, I don't complain. I'm happy. I don't know, I'm sacrificing. Hey, I've sacrificed this, I've sacrificed that, I've sacrificed that. Oh, I'm blessed and privileged.
Okay. Amen. Amen. Amen.
It's a blessing and a privilege. Mm. I'm talking about what they are using you. You are privileged to be you, to be in the church, to carry a box. I know how to fix drums. I know how to fix all these things. I know what they are. That makes me a better leader. I know about all these equipment and everything. You can ask them. Alex, don't I know about the things?
You do.
Yeah. He's a video man now in Ghana. I know the things that he's doing. I know what he's up to right now. Hallelujah.
Amen.
Hallelujah.
Amen.
Are you listening to me?
Yes.
Are you listening to me?
Yes.
Don't think you are being used.
No.
I'm giving up. We are giving up our man. They have taken our money and they are going to do something with it somewhere. Why? Why do you think in that way?
Thank you.
How much?
How much?
How much?
How
much?
We don't have a building in London, and they are going to buy a building in Ghana.
Yeah.
What did the person say?
$1.4 million. How much of the $1.4 million came from you?
Count it and see how much came from you.
God bless you. Amen.
Amen.
Rather see it as a family.
That's right.
It's their turn now.
Mm.
That it will be our turn.
Yes.
Yes.
Amen. Amen.
A robbery for man. We have come again. People from Ghana.
Ekumok.
You are from where?
Ekumok. Ekumok.
If you don't, call the police right now.
Achieve his task at the expense of yours. Ministry means helping a person to achieve a task at the expense of yours. What is your task?
Hallelujah. And you are.
Did Elisha accomplish anything once Elijah was alive?
No.
Of his own personal. Was not, it was just serving the man. Yeah, following, ministering. So when you are a minister and you are ministering to somebody, you are helping him to accomplish.
Amen. Amen.
Either you want to do or you don't want to do. When you are ironing my shirt, are you accomplishing anything for yourself?
No.
What? You are accomplishing something for me. Amen.
Amen.
Ministering means you have no personal plans anymore. Yeah. Ministering to someone means you have no personal. Does the servant in your house have any plans?
No.
He tells you, listen, you better organize yourself quickly because I'm going out. Which kind of servant? You sack him tomorrow.
Oh.
In fact, today.
Tomorrow is too far.
Get up quickly, hurry up, because you know your thing must fit into my plan. Your plan must fit into my plan. Your servant. Goodness. Did Elisha say, you know, I'm also going to minister somewhere, so say it quickly because I'm going to minister and also ministry. Ministry means that you have caught the spirit of being a minister. Ministering to the person means you have caught the spirit of the ministry. It means you have caught the, you've caught the spirit of. Now let me tell you something. You know, if you minister to somebody, you fit into his mood. So if you are ministering in Lighthouse, you are serving. You understand? You are following. You get what I'm saying? Steve, are you with me? You fitted into what is happening there. You caught the spirit of the ministry. Lillian, what do you think? You get it? So what does it mean to catch the spirit of the ministry? Number one. And this is the side, we are making a slight diversion. So what does it mean? Since we've mentioned it, what does it mean to catch the spirit of the ministry? Number one, it means to catch the vision of the house. To catch the vision of the house. Number two, it means, what is the vision of Lighthouse? So if you come and your vision is dominion, you get what I'm saying? You have missed the point. Or your vision is deliverance. You get it? That's not our vision. Amen. Our vision is to win souls, to plant churches. Hallelujah.
Amen.
Number two, it means to catch the principles of the house. What are our principles? Loyalty is one of our principles. Is that also?
Mm-hmm.
Permanence is one of our principles. Is that also?
Yeah.
Simplicity. Amen.
Amen.
Catch the principles of the house. Read the books. You cannot fit into, you cannot minister and be a proper minister, ministering, serving in this church unless you catch them. The spirit of the whole ministry. And it means, number one, to catch the vision of the house. That must become your vision. Number two, it means to catch the principles of the house. Number three, this is just a side excursion, free of charge. It means to catch the philosophy of the house. Philosophy. Philosophy of the house. For instance, in our church, we believe one of the philosophies, we believe that the establishment of the church comes before the pastor. We don't like let the pastor, you know, live in the luxurious house and have everything and all that when there is no church. You understand what I'm saying? So we put the development of the church before the privileges of the pastor. If you want to be in this church, that's the order. So if you come and say, well, I'm a pastor, and I think that as a pastor, I should have a certain type of car, and I should, you are at sea. You better become acclimatized to what's going on here. That is not what's happening here. I said, that is not what is happening here. Amen.
Amen.
You come, you want to be full-time, and then you are saying that, well, as a pastor, this is what I should be paid, and so on. These are my conditions. No, you don't do that. Pastor Richard doesn't have conditions of formation. Not that he doesn't have conditions, he didn't give us terms.
Mm.
God bless you for listening to this message. Visit www.daghewardmills.org today for more audio and video messages, information on upcoming events, and so much more. Make sure you subscribe to this podcast to receive new messages every single day. And remember, God has not given you the spirit of fear, but of power and of love and of a sound mind.